from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, this next week, the one after that, like we're going to continue to get all kinds of information. And so the larger point on Brandon is exactly not even just what Grandy said earlier, but yes, what Andrew Brandt said on Twitter yesterday. Brandon Ayuk, I want to trade 49ers. That's cute. We'll see you in August.
Right.
I mean, every single sourced report, I want you to forget about the national debate shows. Go to your Barrows, your Jennifer Lee Chans, your Matty Maiocas, your Lombardis. They all said the exact same thing yesterday. And believe you, they're not just making it up. They're talking to people, and every one of them has said, I see no scenario where the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk.
Well, the scenario was 3 months ago. And it was going into the draft, and we talked about it. I actually thought that they would trade him. And you and I think, did it all the way up to the first round of the draft. And you said, all right, Dibs, make a call, make a prediction. Will they or won't they? Might have been during the crossover with Steiny and Goo. And I said, I think they're going to trade Brandon Ayuk. And I thought, yeah, I locked it up, unfortunately, and that thing got unlocked.
Damn.
Some days later.
Too bad.
You hate being wrong, although these guys love when I'm wrong because they go against me.
You should like being wrong.
I love being
wrong. It's much more memorable than being right.
And I'm going to give Grandy and Lucas my lock of the day later today, and they'll bet against it. They're 2-for-2, fading the Dibber. Yesterday I had Team Serbia plus 15.5, and USA beat them by about 90, as luck would have it. So
Steph went off.
These guys are just begging for my lock of the day.
Yeah, what's your lock?
Look at it.
Look at Grandy. He's lit up.
It happens organically because they love to fade the Dibber because the Dibber is a little cold right now.
Well, and director of sports, Lucas Alexander, like just to describe to our listeners how the setup is here, you can't see him at all.
No.
And I can't see him unless he wants to be seen. He's got to do like a Donald Trump head turn. Sorry if that's too soon. But anyway, no, I'm sorry, Lucas. But anyway,
wow,
it's because it worked out. Anyway, point is
yeah, it worked out.
Well, you know what, right? Like, I don't wish death on anyone. But anyway, point being is Lucas, when he fade the Dibbers came up, his head, it poked around the little screen. I can't see him. Well, he got, yeah, exactly. That's what it looked like. It looked like some, you know, poke, like your neighbor poking their head over the fence. Like, oh, hey, what's going on? I heard there's money to be made. And his head just poked around the TV screen.
I love it.
Nothing has excited the two of them more so far this morning other than the idea of your pick.
I've got bad news for him, though. There really isn't any live sports today, right? There's no MLB. I'll give you a summer league lock.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is lining up a birdie putt right now. Why don't you live bet the Open Championship?
Well, I would say, I don't know what the line is right now, but bet the over on Tiger Woods. It's pretty blustery.
Oh, it was a good lag putt.
I don't like his chances.
I think he's going to make par. It is tough.
These guys are like champing at the bit to try to fade the dipper.
Tiger looks very cold. That is quite a turtleneck he is wearing.
No, it's cold. Yeah. It's cold and it's windy.
Yeah.
And having played there, when the wind starts to blow,
wow,
left to right, it cuts across the fairway. Nasty. At Royal Troon.
I don't think I want to fade dibs on golf. That's like something he actually knows, so I'm going to let him do that.
Nobody knows anything with golf. You can't predict golf.
I'll give you my NBA Summer League lock coming up later in the show.
Who's that dude that won the Open Champ? Is it Todd Hamilton? Do I have that name right? Did he win an Open Championship?
Wasn't he the skater?
So, who are you?
No, that was Scott Hamilton.
Hang on, yeah, Todd Hamilton.
Josh
right?
Hamilton?
Yeah. No, Todd Hamilton.
No, he was the drug-addled slugger.
The race car driver?
No, Todd.
No, that was, yeah.
Lewis Hamilton. Lewis.
Todd Hamilton.
I was thinking of my little league teammate, Hamilton Penwell. We used to listen to him Van Halen before practice.
Nobody knows.
Good writer?
Nobody knows former people who used to know as a kid more than you. Nobody. You remember everybody's name. If you asked me to name one person from my Little League team when I was 8, I got nothing.
I lived 6 miles away from school, and I played Little League near my school. So I had to hang out after school before Little League practice. So I would go to Hamilton Penwell's, and we would listen to Van Halen's Ice Cream Man, and Van Halen won over and over and over. And yes, it was a record, Grandy.
And yes, Todd Hamilton won the 2004
there you go.
Open Championship. And if you look at his major championship record, it is wild. He has started like, and I'm going to just throw it out, like something along the lines of, I don't know, 40 major championships. I think he's been cut in like 30 of them.
Jeez.
Finished in the top 30 like twice. And then he just won. He's just like, yeah, cut. First, cut, 38th, cut, wow. 28th, cut, like that's his record. Weirdest thing ever. Weirdest. So you can't predict golf.
No. Nope.
Golf, predicting golf. Who knows what the hell's going to happen? Anyway.
Anyhow.
Now I completely lost my train of thought because all this let's make money at dibs expense thing.
Yeah, it hurts
the hell
me.
What were we talking about?
Well, it was all about...
cash me out one
it
time!
It was all about fading me yesterday with Team USA. Okay. And,
you're talking about how the Niners are built for this. They're built to handle this. Andrew Brandt, you know, yeah. Okay. Okay, Brandon, you want to trade? We'll see you in August.
Yeah.
You guys were on there.
They are. Like, I know that if you listen to our show with any regularity and maybe here in this time slot, maybe you're new to this, yeah, you're never going to get me to not have faith in this regime with the 49ers. And I know everyone translates that as like, oh, you like every play call. You like every... Of course not. But I'd argue if you've got a problem with this 49er regime, you're a micromanager. You're a micromanager. You're going to work on all of the... I don't like this pick. I don't like Solomon Thomas. I don't like Dante Pettis. I don't like... running the ball, like throwing it, you threw it to Emmanuel Sanders, you should have run the ball. Like, sure, that's football. You're going to get mad at that stuff sometimes. By the way, I always laugh when people don't like, oh, you threw the ball to Emmanuel Sanders. You have no idea if that's what Kyle called. He called a pass play. You have no idea if Jimmy Garoppolo executed what Kyle Shanahan called, what option one was, what was option two. How did the play develop? How did it change? And then we hate the decision, and we go, Shanahan, you idiot. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Kyle called that. Maybe Jimmy did that. Maybe Brock did. I have no idea. But the larger umbrella view of 49er football, if you can't see the health of the organization, my gosh, it's time for an eye appointment.
Well, the last 3 years, they're 35-16. And they've been to 3 straight NFC Championship games and 1 Super Bowl.
So what are we doing?
35-16, which the quick math tells me is
good,
pretty good. 19 games above.
It feels like a winning percentage of 70.
About 700. About 700.
Yeah.
And you went to 3 NFC Championship games. You lost 2 of them. Okay, well, you can't win the big one, and that's something that I will save for later in the year.
Sure. There's all kinds of holes that you can poke.
I mean, you can nitpick all yes. you want, but I do think that as it pertains to the Brandon Ayuk situation, I don't think that any of this is catching them off guard or unaware. I think they have a contingency plan, and that's why they drafted Ricky Pearsall, and they also have an idea of going forward over the next week, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. They have already in their mind what-if plans. What if Brandon doesn't sign? What if Brandon holds out? What if Brandon decides he wants to sit out until week 9? I think they've thought about all these things, and they have a plan in place.
Didn't you ask TJ Houshmandzadeh, who is Brandon's private coach, didn't you ask him what happens if you do get to the regular season and the Niners are like, we're not agreeing on an extension? Didn't you ask him that?
I did.
My memory serves that TJ, yeah, I think Grandy's going to find
me.
It. No, didn't he say, you were like, what happens if there's no extension? He's like, well, then you pull your pants up and you go play on the fifth-year option and you play your butt off.
Yeah.
Didn't he say that?
Yeah, and you show them. You show them what they're missing out on.
You're super mad, but I do think most football players play mad already anyway.
You
have to be angry to go out there. So the Niners are like very well maybe sitting here going, what are we risking? What's at stake? The worst case scenario is Brandon goes out there all angry with his butt on fire and tries to catch every pass and block every defender. Is that so bad?
Right. I mean, the worst case would be he goes out and he plays well and he leaves and you don't win the Super Bowl and then now you're left with a comp pick as a result.
But he can't leave unless you want him to.
Right.
You can tag him.
I know, but you're not going to tag him. I don't want to get bogged down with this. They don't do that.
But
most teams don't do that.
But they can.
Of course.
And I do believe if pressed, they would. If it's the best thing for them to do in that moment, they would.
But the tag is like, as a parent, saying, if you don't do your homework, we're not going to Hawaii. And the kid's like, huh, well, let me think. We've already booked the hotel, and we've already got the flights, and God, you've been talking about this Hawaii trip for 8 months. Are you really going to say that we're not going to Hawaii because I'm not doing my homework?
Right. If you have a tantrum on the other side of the gates at Disneyland when you just dropped $500 to get your family
exactly.
in, if you don't shape up, we're leaving.
Good call.
Well, no, we're not. And when the kid gets
I saw how much tickets were.
Right, but a good parent knows how to give a good ultimatum that they can keep. And I think the 49ers, I think they're doing that here. I think this is an ultimatum that they can keep.
But the franchise tag is not an ultimatum that they would use because I think
they would. I don't think that's leaving Disneyland. I think they would. Okay, we have TJ's response when you asked him, what happens? What does Brandon do if you get to game one and there's no extension?
His response was, that's a good question, Dibs.
I don't think it was.
We'll
play it for you next. Plus, also ahead this hour, Joe Lacob said something about Brandon Pajemski yesterday that you absolutely have to hear. We're sponsored by Meineke Car Care Centers and more with regard to the Klay Thompson autograph jersey giveaway that's coming up tomorrow, coming up next on Willard and Dibs.
I've played this game. I've coached this game.
Now back to the morning roast on 95.7 The Game. Filling in for Bonte and Shasky, here's Mark Willard and Dan Dibley.
Streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Twitch.tv/95.7TheGame. YouTube.com/95.7TheGame. You can watch us live and watch Dan Dibley try to do a show while also watching the Open Championship. You're allowed to do that. You
Tiger
can do that.
For birdie
you
from
can
the
do
fringe.
On YouTube.
Oh, it's a beautiful roll.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yes,
oh, gosh,
sir.
He pulled that thing in. That was...
From 47 feet from the frizzinge.
That was sensual.
Tiger.
Did that get
Tiger.
Him to even or one under?
He's one under through three.
Oh.
Two back in the lead.
I mean, this is. Let's not spend more than 12 seconds on this.
I got 22 seconds after your 12.
That crap from Colin Montgomery this week, that was wrong.
Total crap.
That was. And I for
it
people.
It was inflammatory.
Colin basically was like, Tiger, you're done. Why are you still playing? What are you doing? That was Colin Montgomery's comment earlier this week.
And his response was perfect,
yep.
Which is, I'm as a former winner, I'm exempt till I'm 60, and you never won, so you're not. So I'm playing, and you're not.
Can I ask a simple question?
Of course
ask
you it. Can. Director of Sports, Lucas Alexander, ladies and gentlemen.
Who's Colin Montgomery? Truly don't know.
No, it like was a great Scottish, right?
Something like
that's
that.
That's a great question.
A very legitimately very high-level player 20 years ago?
Yeah.
20 years, a little bit older than Tiger.
Plump.
He's plump, but he's got a mouth on him. And so, like, he was very chirpy at Ryder Cups. He was like the face, the voice, the guy the media would go to for the European Ryder Cup squad. I don't know if he was ever the coach of the, was he ever, did he ever?
The captain.
Was he the captain?
I believe he was.
I think he was.
Left a lot of meat on the bone, though. He was better than his career would, his results.
He was often one of those, like, best player to never win a major kind of a guys.
Yes.
For sure. And, you know, had that Rory vibe of, like, we want you to win an open championship, and it just didn't.
Right.
It didn't.
Is he like golf's Charles Barkley?
No, he's not that outspoken or funny.
Kendrick Perkins?
He's not that, not quite that controversial. Not that Kendrick's that controversial, but Kendrick gets under people's skin maybe a little bit more than Colin did. Like, it wasn't all chirpy.
After all this, it seems like I don't really need to know who this guy is.
You don't need to know who he is.
All right, we're good.
But anyway, now you do.
Yeah.
And you're never going to forget it.
Just while Tiger's one under, one point of rooting interest for everyone. If Tiger wins this major, Steiny loses money.
Oh,
so there's there's that motivation for you to root for Tiger in this event.
Go Tiger. Yeah.
This guy is such a D.
Why does Steiny lose money?
He made a bet with our friend, the great Daryl Davis, about 8 to 10 years ago.
The major championships.
Over under 1.5 majors.
Yeah. Yep.
And
he won the Masters.
Correct. So he's got the one. He needs one more.
He's not going to win.
Huh? Number one.
He's two back.
But you know what? Like, in general, just to put let's put a bow on this, but in general, I hate it when people are like, stop playing sports. I think it's the weirdest thing people do. You're done. Don't play anymore. If there's a team that wants to pay you, or in this case, if it's golf and you are eligible and you would like to play, you play.
Tom Watson at 59 went into a playoff.
Almost won the damn thing.
This very tournament, the Open Championship.
Almost won the damn thing.
At Turnberry. So.
That Todd Hamilton guy I referenced a few minutes ago, he's playing.
Yeah.
He's in because he's a former champion.
Because you're allowed. John Daly's playing.
Play.
Not well.
Go. Of course.
Go play.
Go get two free rounds
at
Troon.
Exactly.
What are we doing?
Thank you.
Do you stop telling people to go home? Tiger's done. What's he doing? Are you kidding me? He's still one of the biggest draws out there. Actually, probably the biggest. If Tiger was standing next to Scottie Scheffler hitting balls at the range, who are you watching?
Oh, Tiger.
Okay. There it is. Thank you. For
that was more than 12 seconds.
I held it under 12 for the point I was trying to make.
And I blame the director of sports for chiming in. Anyway.
All right. TJ Houshmandzadeh, you asked him, hey, what happens if they don't agree, and then it's game time, it's week one, and you need $14 million, and you need a year of service, and you are under contract, and the Niners are like, we're not trading you, and we're not giving you an extension. What do you do? And this is what TJ said.
Well, really quick, before I play it, the context
this is Mark Grandy. That's not TJ Houshmandzadeh.
The context was this is in late February, right after the Super Bowl. So a lot of time has passed, but that's when this question was asked. Late February, February 21st to be exact. Here's what TJ said.
I'm not going to like it. I'm going to be pissed off for a little bit, and then I'm going to get my ass to work and go dominate another year. Now you're going to pay me more than you would have had paid me the year before. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be pissed off, and then I'm going to go bust my you-know-what, run myself into the ground in the offseason, get better, come back and dominate, and now there's no, oh, can you take it? Nah, I'm taking everything that I deserve, and that should be his mentality. It's natural to be upset. It's natural. But once you don't get it, you got to put your head down and get to work, because if you don't play well, it will be, that's why we made that decision. And so, yeah, it should upset you, but you can't let it affect you. It should upset you, but don't let it affect you at all. Get to work and come back and have a better year.
That right there, might be the most freaking important thing that anybody has said about Brandon Ayuk all offseason long. Let that sink in. You're going to be furious, and then you're going to get your butt on the field and play as hard as possible. And if I'm the Niners, it's not the emotional thing to do. It's not the kind, like, oh, you're not treating your employees. It's not that. But what's the downside for the Niners there? Because even this idea that now, oh, what if Brandon goes out and goes for 1,500 yards? And now you need to pay him even more. Well, first of all, the Niners are like, fine. Secondly, the Niners still have you under team control. You are still technically under contract. You can't. I know you are on this hill where they will not use the franchise tag. I don't think they want to, but they can. Brandon will still have no power again next year. So what's so bad about the Niners just being like, we're not going to blink. We're not going to blink. It makes no sense for Brandon Ayuk to miss games this year.
Right.
But my concern is that I don't trust that he... I hope he's listening to TJ. That's what I'll say.
Well, I'm sure he is. And I'm sure when you get to that point, the breaking point, which probably isn't next week when you have to report, because if things are at least not acrimonious, the team has the ability to waive the fines, $40,000 a day and all the rest of it, as long as they're in communication. And if they get to a point where both sides realize he's going to have to play on the fifth-year option, well, then he can come into camp, and they'll probably waive the fines and try to make it as good as it can be, and he'll have to go out there and do what TJ said, which is put your head down, play hard, and let them know exactly how good you are for the next time around.
I mean, this is how you... Here's another... I don't think we've talked about this yet. Here's what I would be concerned about, and it's not just Brandon making a poor decision and missing games, but do we think that Brandon Ayuk could become a problem? And I don't mean that in a way of like what people say. People say, like, I love when people do this. This is something that would never, ever happen. We go, well, he'll protest by going out there and playing half speed. He'll mess up on purpose. Okay, do you understand how absurd that is?
Yeah, absurd.
That would cost him. First of all, I don't even know how you do that. You
and go out and second of all, it's very dangerous to play football half speed.
You will get so hurt, and you will lose so many millions of dollars. It would feel like it was going like cash register that's broken on full speed. You'd be losing money that fast. So that's not what you do. What you do is you Stephon Diggs. That's what you do. I've never met Stephon, and I've never covered a team that he's played for, but I've watched him be absolutely unbelievable as a receiver and have two different front offices go, that's about enough out of you. Get out of here. We're trading you. You're more trouble than you're worth. He's done a good job of keeping it mostly below the surface, and I can't, in an educated way, speak to what he's done. All I can do is tell you I see the final result. And there's enough smoke behind the scenes where it's like, dude, you're just a pain in the rear. I don't know what it is, right? Remember the reporter thing when the reporter got caught, when the audio was on and she didn't know, talking about the way Stephon Diggs talks to people? I'll always remember in Kirk Cousins in the Netflix series Quarterbacks when they ran around the Vikings room and asked players, there's one player in this clubhouse where who you would not let
babysit your kid.
They all said Diggs, all of them. And maybe that's tongue in cheek, but like, dude, you rub people the wrong way. That's very, very clear to me. So could Brandon be like, okay, I go for 140 yards, 7 catches, 140, and a touchdown. And then in the locker room, I'm just yelling. I'm just walking. See? That's why you pay me. That's what, like, could you do that every week?
You could, but he doesn't strike me as being that guy.
Doesn't strike me as that?
No.
But he's on TikTok negotiating?
Yes, but he's on TikTok and he's pretty soft spoken and he's just sending out his message in that way. He doesn't strike me as an Antonio Brown.
Not Antonio Brown, but this guy had people doing IG stories at exit interviews.
Well, that's what people do now. That's not what young people do.
Nobody else is doing it at exit interviews. Who else is doing exit interview IG posts? See you later, Levi Stadium. Guess we're never going to see you again. BS walks, money talk. Like, who does that a week after the season's over? Like, dude.
Young people do that.
Chill.
Now.
Like, we haven't even had a chance to talk about this yet.
Right. And that's, you know, nowadays, that is how people communicate. Younger people, they communicate through their social media.
Well, I don't have any issue with that. I'm talking about the timing of it. Like, right. This guy, look at the journey he's taken us on. The journey is, he has said at certain parts of the offseason, I thought I was about to sign, which means it's like, okay, let's talk about it. When you're at exit interviews, I don't even know when is it? We just went to the Super Bowl, Brandon. When is it that we were supposed to sit down and have a contract talk? You're not allowed to be mad yet. You want to go to social media and scrub in 3 weeks after we talked to your agent and told him we think you're worth $18 million a year? Great.
Then scrub it up.
But don't do it at exit interviews. It's like, hold on. We just were in the Super Bowl. Can you wait? Can you just be calm about this for a second?
It's a maturity issue.
Yes.
It seems like maybe he's got a little bit of maturity issues. And we know that he was in Kyle Shanahan's doghouse a couple of years ago, and he had to work to get his way out of it. And now this process is going in a certain way. And I don't know if Ryan Williams, his agent, is advising him the way that I would advise him. Feels like TJ Houshmandzadeh is a little bit more pragmatic about the way that he should approach things. Yeah. But, you know, none of this has been resolved yet. None of it has been to the point where you're going to have a big breakup. So all of this is still fixable.
I totally agree with that. I totally, like, here's one thing after all of this that would not surprise me. Is this is a bunch of yelling and screaming, and then one day we wake up and they're like, Ayuk and the Niners have agreed on a 5-year deal for it. Like, that would not surprise me at all. Any day over the next 4 weeks. Yeah, Grandy, what's up?
I have a question. So going back to what TJ said, and if you missed it, from late February, you guys essentially asked, Dibs, you asked, what happens if the Niners say, all right, Brandon, you're playing on the fifth-year option, sorry. He'd be upset, but he'll eventually get back in the lab, get to work, and he'd be fine and play as hard as he can. It seems to me TJ was taking that from the perspective of the Niners approach Ayuk early in the offseason and say, you're not getting an extension this offseason, Brandon. Sorry, you're playing on the fifth-year option. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just not happening. But it seems like, I mean, there's negotiations going on.
Yep.
The Niners did not tell him that. They're keeping hope alive that they can get the extension done. And now maybe there's the possibility of the fifth-year option. I can understand, if I'm putting myself in Ayuk's shoes, how maybe that could be a little bit frustrating. If you just told me from the beginning the extension isn't happening, I might be easier to swallow than compared to now if you go back to just doing the fifth-year option.
That's interesting. I personally, this is just me, we all kind of translate stuff however we want, that would bother me more. I would be like, Brandon's allowed to
be... It would bother you more if they told you back in February.
If they were just like, we're not even interested in talking about an extension.
Yeah.
Because the messaging to me on that would be like, we're not sure about you. We're not sure about you yet. We're not sure if we want to hitch our wagon to you. That would be the message. The message this time is, we want to hitch our wagon to you. We just have a smaller hitch than you do. That, to me, like, the Niners want to marry Brandon Ayuk. They proposed. He just didn't like the ring.
Maybe it means financially we just can't do it, versus now it means we like you, but we don't agree with how much you're worth.
Yeah, I think that's how Brandon, this is just me, I think that's how Brandon's taking it. I think the 49ers are trying to, and this is always hard for any human in any business. It's always hard for a human when a business goes, hey, this is our whole business picture. This is what we're doing as a group, and we very much want you to be a part of it. And they go, and this is the size of the slice of the pie. This is what you mean to us in this larger picture. And you're like, no, I want my pie to be bigger. Like, I'm the straw that stirs the drink. And you're like, no, you're one of our straws. You're one of our straws. We actually have a much bigger straw. We had to deal with that next year. And that's a big part of the problem. The other thing that is happening here, and there are some comps to Brandon Ayuk and Klay Thompson. Not a lot, because Klay, that was all the injury, and it took 3 years. But I see one very, very clear comp. And it's the same point that you backed me on that we made at the Warriors Summit, which is timing.
Yeah.
And so players get offended. Klay's like, wait, you broke off Draymond. You broke off Wiggs. You broke off Poole. Well, now it's my turn. And the Warriors are like, world different now. We missed the playoffs. And you went 0 for 10. And you had a lot of games where you didn't play well.
And maybe, you were grumpy.
And maybe even a bigger deal is, you really frustrated everybody around you. You were not a great locker room presence.
I was thinking about the timing as you and Grandy were going back and forth. If, you know, Brandon, if they would have gone to him in February and said, yeah, we're just going to have you play out your fifth year option versus what happened to Klay, which was, here's 2-48 before the year started, and he says no, and then you get through the year, like you said, no playoffs, and Klay goes 0-10 in the play-in game, and now the offer is not only less, but the offer was non-existent. So if you're Klay, you're feeling like, hey, what happened to 2-48 that was on the table 8 months ago? And the team is saying, well, now you're going to have to wait. And for Brandon Ayuk, it's a little bit of a reverse, because if the team offered him 26, and then, you know, he was thinking, okay, maybe get my suit ready. Maybe it's time to sign. And then the market changes and he suddenly goes at it in a different way. Maybe the team then is reacting in a certain way of, well, you can't change your number like that. Now we're going to have to make you wait.
Yeah, I mean, look, and that's a circumstantial piece of this where, as I've said, I sort of understand both sides. Brandon and his agent are not wrong for being like, market changed. The market changed. But the 49ers are also not wrong to be like, dude, you said one thing and now you're doing another. And secondly, the market may have changed. Our situation did not. But again, that's always very hard for human beings. I've been through that. I'm sure many of you have been through that. Where like you get to that time and they're like, yes, we want you, but like this is how we see you in this bigger picture. And you're like, that's not how I see me. Like, you know, mirrors are tough, man. They're very, very difficult. How we view ourselves, especially if you're a pro athlete. You're a pro athlete, every one of them thinks they're the best one in the world. Brandon thinks he's the best receiver in the world. In the world. And he's not right, but he's also not that far, you know, from being right. Like, whatever the rankings had him as yesterday, 10th. If you're 10th in the world at something, yeah, you probably think you're the best in the world.
Yeah, you're probably pretty good.
Right? So ego and all this stuff wraps into it. And I don't know what the number is. I don't know what the number is. I just know that the 49ers are probably less motivated than Brandon Ayuk to get.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Get this done. They are not the ones who suffer if he's got to play on his fifth-year option. And that's probably an important thing that's driving Brandon crazy, too. And it's why you see him all over social media. He clearly is dying to get this thing done. The Niners aren't. That's frustrating. Timing.
Yeah. And I think that the Niners would get it done, but they want to get it done on their terms. And if I'm sitting in Brandon's shoes and I know that I'm making $820,000 a game if I play on the fifth-year option, $14 million, and I'm making $820,000 a game, if they give me $26 million, that's almost double that. That's about $1.5 million per game for going out there and doing the one thing that I do best and the one thing that I love the most. So even though you want 28 or 29, you may have to just swallow your pride and take the 26 or whatever it is.
Well, and guys don't usually do that.
Right.
And so
especially now when you're that entrenched, yeah, and you've gone through everything you've gone through.
Sure, sure. Like, and you know, other people's situations, the timing, like Brandon is not wrong to be like, that's not my problem. Here's the thing. It kind of is. And that's not the Niners' fault. That's the NFL's fault. That's the system's fault. You've got a hard cap, and you've got non-guaranteed deals, and all of that equals this, which is that the team has tremendous power. They've got all the juice, and they are going to play it in a way that is best for them. This is not unique to the 49ers, their receivers, or any position for them. Now, this happens in every city every year. Somebody wants something that they're not going to get, and the team is going to view this as not the long-term financial strategy that they want to take. The biggest word, the buzzword that you and I have talked a lot about last few years, that you know every general manager, every exec talks about this word, it's flexibility. And I would argue that the Niners doing nothing in August is what actually grants them the largest amount of flexibility. So maybe the reason they're driving such a hard bargain and not budging, we think it's 26, whatever, if it is, and they're like, we're not budging, even though the world can look at this and go, it's probably a $28 million receiver. It's probably 28 and a half, 29. That feels to me, if we're just slotting him in the market, that feels to me like what he should get. But maybe the reason the Niners are like, sorry, 26, is because flexibility. If he doesn't sign, they're fine.
But it also depends on what the guaranteed number is. So, I mean, sure, the 26, whatever, I think for the Niners, they're probably thinking more about what's the total guaranteed at signing and how can we structure the bonus so that we can offset it over the course of 4 years, or if it's a five-year deal, 5 years. That's probably as important, if not more important, to the Niners. And they want to have that guaranteed number be as low as possible. That way the cap hit that's being spread out is going to be smaller year after year.
I've never met Ryan Williams. I don't know Jaden Daniels. I don't know who's saying what. But so this is not just about Brandon, because I don't actually know that this is happening in this situation. But a lesson that I've learned in life too, you know, everybody always wants, oh, who are your friends? Well, I would say this. Be real careful about listening to the people in your life who gas you up. It's one thing to support a friend or a business partner. It's a totally different thing to just blue sky everything and tell that person, yeah, man, you're the one. You got, they're keeping you down. You got to this, you got to that, you got to the other. It is equally as important to have people you love in your life look at you and dose you with reality. Like, you have to have that. I've watched that mess up so many things for so many people. When you listen to the people and you're like, yeah, yeah, the 49ers are they're keeping you down. You're BA.
Gassing you
that,
up.
You that dude, man. You're gonna let them pay you less than Jalen Waddle? That's a number two receiver. You're no Jalen Waddle. You're no Devonta. You are that dude. Okay, like, that's supportive in one way. I don't know that that's happening, and there may even be some truth to it. I just feel like you counteract that also with maybe an agent who's like, all right, so here's actually the reality of the business in 2024. I understand what happened to Debo in 2022. That was 2022. Brock Purdy didn't even exist when that happened. So now we have a whole new scene. I'm not telling you what to do, but understand this is where the marketplace is. This is where the Niners are. Here's the reality of the situation if we play it this way, that way, or the third way over here. Listen to those voices too, because sometimes they have a point.
They do, but sometimes when it comes to agents, they are thinking about their own self-good.
That's true too.
As well, because whatever Brandon gets, the agent gets a piece commensurate with the increase that he's going to get. And also, as we've seen from such agents as Scott Boras in baseball, they want to win the deal. Agents are competitive people too. So if he winds up taking $26 million for his client, even though that they are maybe came in at $29 million and they were unable to negotiate and win the deal, now other players are going to look at him and say, dude, you got played on the Brandon Ayuk deal. Why would I want you to represent me? So it's more than just, you know, having Brandon take a deal that is still really sensible and a solid deal, and you're going to take care of your family and all that. The agent has his own calculus and his own scoreboard as well.
Well, but where NFL players end up so often, this happens so much, is you end up in a spot where you're like, okay, you might be right. And it still might not matter. You don't have the juice to do anything about it.
Right.
So, like, I do want to say that today as well. Brandon might be right. He might be all the right in the world. He might have a point. He might be better than Jalen Waddle. Did the market move? Yes. Like, he might be right. He still doesn't have the power. And that's too bad in many ways. It is. It's too bad. But at the same time, for those of you who think, boy, this cap, like, why, it's anti-American. Well, the fan is the one, quite frankly, who reaps the benefit, I think. The Green Bay Packers don't exist if there's no cap. They're not playing the 49ers in the playoffs. 49ers have beat them by 117 points.
Look at baseball.
Yes.
An uncapped sport.
Thank you.
And we can go across baseball right now, and you can look at the 10 small market teams that have no chance now, and really, for the most part, have no chance ever.
And NBA is only partially capped, and I would argue, and part of this is because of just the way it works with the NBA, but same thing. Same thing.
Well, those small cities have no chance.
Right.
Memphis and New Orleans and Charlotte. And, I mean, God love you, Minnesota. But when Anthony Edwards gets to a spot where he can, you know, make more money, he might bounce. Wow. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the exception, not the rule. The fact that he stayed in Milwaukee.
Bring it home even further. Let's look at our adorable friends
to the
Northeast here in the Sacramento Kings. Okay? Look at all the phenomenal moves this group has had to make just to get into the play-in tournament. Like, right? Fox, nailed it. Sabonis trade, sweet. You're doing things like Malik Monk. And then you bring in, at the end of his career, I think an awkward fitting DeMar DeRozan, and the arena is lit up in standing ovation mode because you've probably, just my guess, you've probably gone from the 9 seed maybe to the 6, maybe to the 6. It's not like you're really going to do that thing in the Western Conference next year. In my opinion, you are not the Nuggets, you are not the Wolves, you are not the Mavs, and you are not the Thunder. But you have a standing O. Why? Because the big boys are never going to pick there. They will never, ever, ever, ever choose to join you as a free agent.
Yeah. Just the reality of where we are.
So we can do that, NFL, and then Brandon can have $30 million a year.
Right.
No problem. No problem. But that's the end of your fantasy football fund.
That's right.
That's the end of that.
And, you know, Brandon Ayuk, because he's in a sport that's capped and because it's a situation where contracts aren't guaranteed, for Brandon Ayuk, and if I'm Ryan Williams, I'm focused only on that guaranteed money. And if you look at some of the deals that were signed, Michael Pittman Jr. got $41 million guaranteed. And his deal is for 3 years and $70 million. He's only getting 23.3 a year in the average annual, but 41 million is guaranteed. Yep. So if the Niners are offering 26, 4 years at 26 is 104, how much of that would be guaranteed? If they could guarantee my client 50 million of the 104, I'm signing it.
The guarantee thing is really, I think, for the fans is hard to grasp and understand also. Like, Amon-Ra got like 30 a year, but what was the guarantee? It was tiny, right?
34.666.
Look at that.
And that's the actual guarantee. That's the guaranteed at signing, which means when the ink dries, you get that.
Right.
No matter what.
So you're looking at Pittman at 23 a year and Amon-Ra at 30 a year.
Yeah.
It's a huge gap, but Pittman got more guarantee.
He did. So if you're Amon-Ra, you're thinking, all right, I'm good enough to play, hit my marks, they're going to keep me, I'm going to play out this contract, and I'll probably hit some incentives. And so that four-year, $120 million, I'm probably going to recoup most, if not all of that. So the guarantee doesn't really matter. If you're Michael Pittman Jr., maybe you're thinking, well, geez, Indy's not that great, so I'll take less on average annual, but give me 41 no matter what. And if things don't work out, I at least got the 41 in the bank.
Yeah, I hear you. I'd be surprised if any player or agent is thinking the guarantee doesn't really matter.
I know what you're saying. I guess I was miscasting that.
Right, but football players think that way. They're like, you know, the next play could be my last play.
Yeah.
They have to think that way.
Yes,
so the guarantee always matters.
It does, but some players are more willing to bet on themselves. Like sure. Tyreek Hill, who got 4 years and 120, only 52 of that, only 52 million of that's guaranteed.
Right.
So that is about 45% of his contract is guaranteed. So he's thinking, they can't cut me. I'm Tyreek Hill. I'm going to ball through all 4 years. I'm going to get my 120. Where, as we're learning from Davante Adams and his contract, at the end of this upcoming season, his contract is very digestible. It's about $15 million for whatever team to just say, you're cut, we'll eat the cap hit, and you get nothing.
Well, and the Tyreek thing is a good thing to bring up in this particular case, because another thing I hear people say in this situation is like, okay, let's say Brandon has to play in the fifth-year option. Well, the better he plays, the more the price is going to go up for next year. So you know that dirty Kyle Shanahan's going to call plays where they don't throw to Brandon.
Oof.
They're going to keep his numbers down. They're going to throw to Kittle. That's right. That cheap little Pearsall kid, he can go in there. And we're going to throw the ball to him. That stuff, in my opinion, that doesn't really happen. And Tyreek's a great example. Tyreek went in there. There were incentives. There were numbers to hit. There's a lot of non-guaranteed money. And the Dolphins are like, I think we're going to throw it to him on every play. Every play. The plan is, Tyreek, run by everyone and we'll throw it over their heads. That's the plan. So they are no one is pausing and going, you know, we got this other kid, Waddle.
Right.
It's cheaper. We could throw him the ball. Nope.
Think about it. Week 6, the Niners are 4-1, and it's 3rd down and 4. Fourth quarter, you're down by 4. You need a first down. Shanahan looks the play sheet, and he looks up at Lynch, and Lynch shakes his head no. Here's Cortisol. Get in there.
Purdy puts his hands on the sides of his helmet.
Yes.
He's like, wait, I'm getting a call. Hey, Brock, throw it to anybody but Brandon. That's right. The play. All right, on three, break. I mean, the need to win is too great.
Right.
It's the same thing, and I hate even acknowledging this, but it's out there on social and on the phone calls we get so much that I'm sorry, like, that I even bring this up, but it comes up a lot in the Pajemski and Kuminga thing, and it's come up a few times. It's just Steve Wilks, Kyle Shanahan. People are like, do you know what, like, they're throwing the ball, they're giving the minutes to the white guy because Steve Kerr is a racist. It's like, you guys, the pressure to be good and to win is so great. By the way, the entire idea of racism in play calling and racism in playing time, I think, is kind of funny in the NFL and the NBA. If you want to talk about racism in hiring, we can have a conversation there.
Absolutely.
But outside of that, I think it's kind of silly. Actually, it's not kind of silly. It's beyond absurd. The pressure to win is so great that there is a singular focus, I think, in every play call and every game. And nobody's thinking about contracts or anything else. It's get that first down.
Yes, especially when you're talking about, you know, coaches and managers who've been successful. Now, if you have some hacks who haven't won and don't know what they're doing, then maybe that creeps in there.
All right. We do have, speaking of Pajemski and Kuminga, we got some stuff to get to. And Joe Lacob had some things to say at Summer League that I think, Warrior fans, you are going to want to hear. But before we get to any of that, how about the injury report?
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, we learned yesterday that 49ers rookie receiver Ricky Pearsall has been placed on the non-football injury list. David Lombardi joined us, and he told us a couple of pieces of useful information. Number one, it doesn't sound serious, so that's really good. And then number two, the non-football injury list is a bit of a misnomer. If a player gets hurt away from the team facility, even if it was a football-related injury, you go on the NFI. That is the non-football injury list. And that, my friends, is all the info that's out there with regard to Pearsall. My dad even got on the phone with me yesterday. Hey, what's going on with Pearsall? That didn't sound good. I'm like, I got no idea.
That's a really good question, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. I said that to him, except for his name's Tom. And I said, but I don't think you need to worry about it. I'm being told that it is fine.
Right. And the non-football injury list does not mean that he was out there skateboarding or
motorbiking, you
know, sword swallowing or doing some crazy stuff. It just means he wasn't at the facility.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It did not happen in practice, which is good because there hasn't been any practice recently. So it would be weird if he got hurt in practice. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And also, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Our Jacked Up Week continues. It is all brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. So just a little lineup shakeup just for this week, 1 week only. Glad you're with us. It's Willard and Dibs in the morning, Bonte and Joe in the midday, Steiny and Goo in the afternoon. We're having fun with it. Hoping you're having fun with it. Joe Lacob with a real zinger with regard to the Poughkeepsie Kid, with regard to Brandon Pajemski. You're going to want to hear it, and that is next on Willard and Dibs.
Pajowski.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.